Stop 7, the River Don, a working river. Take a while here to admire the River Don and imagine how much it has changed. The River Don was vital in creating the thriving industrial town of Doncaster. Factories and workshops lined the waterways, using them to transport goods and import raw materials by boat. Steam trains, kilner glass jars, harvester tractors, and confectionery like Doncaster toffee were some of the important goods created by the river in Doncaster. The river was also used to cool materials and dispose of factory waste products, which polluted the river. Household waste from the growing population ended up in the river, and sewage became another major source of pollution. By the 1970s, industry across the Don catchment had turned the river into a hotbed of sewage, heavy metals, oil and chemicals. So much industrial pollution filled the river that it could no longer work as a natural ecosystem, and wildlife all but disappeared. By the 1980s, new laws and regulations meant water quality began to slowly improve. In the past few decades, 26 of the 30 lost fish species have returned, including Atlantic salmon. River bird life, including grey heron, kingfisher and cormorant, can be regularly spotted here, hunting fish. Important mammals such as otters have returned, which are indicators of a thriving and working river ecosystem. Walk through the allotments and continue along the main path into the woodland area.